The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Very typical Irish summer's day, highs of 20 degrees, cloudy though in parts of the country, changeable, some might describe it, which is, I think, the typical summer's day. And it got us thinking about things that cool us down. I mean, a nice ice-cold drink cools people down, an ice pop cools people down. But for some people, Henry McKean, chocolate cools them down because they keep chocolate in the fridge.
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. People keep chocolate in the fridge. And at this time of the year, people do change their fridges when the weather gets good or the Euros is on. I need a new fridge. I need a new TV. And they just get carried away. I know I think this time last year changed our fridge, and it wasn't like an American fridge with an ice machine, but it was a relatively big fridge, so big we couldn't get it into the house. So then I tried to drag it round the back and I put this huge scrape on the front of it.
Oh,
and
no.
I can't turn around to Harvey Norman and say, look, I put a scrape. It's my own fault.
So it's there. The scrape's on the fridge.
I've got fridge magnets all over it, so you can't see the scrape.
Oh, Henry.
But you know, like that, we need to keep things cool. But what do you keep in the fridge? That's what we're asking. What don't you? I took advice from people down under who are used to this hot weather.
I'm from Australia. We keep absolutely everything in the fridge.
Everything goes in the fridge?
Everything goes in the fridge.
Chocolate?
Oh, well, actually, I don't like chocolate. But if you leave it out, it melts. So if you buy chocolate, you've got to eat it straight away.
So you don't like refrigerated chocolate?
No.
You have to have it straight from the shop?
Yes.
And what about bread? Would bread go in the fridge?
Bread goes in the fridge.
Bread goes in the fridge. And ketchup, wine, where does that go?
In the fridge.
And just because you live in Queensland,
that's
it's
right.
Too tropical, too warm.
Ice goes in your wine.
Ice? Yes. Even in the red?
Sometimes.
It's frowned upon, but they do it.
Well, the Spanish and the French refrigerate their red wine. For you, does everything go in the fridge? Or do you have like rules on what goes in the freezer, what goes in the fridge, what stays out?
So I'm from Melbourne, which is southern Australia, so it's not quite as warm as Queensland, so butter we leave out, eggs we leave out, red wine we definitely leave out, and chocolate we leave out.
So Melbourne is a bit like an Irish summer's day?
It's exactly that. That's correct.
Like today?
Yes, it's
Melbourne
perfect.
Would be like this a
100%, lot of the year. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, some advice, sage advice, I'd go so far as to say, from people from the Antipodes. What about things to keep me cool, so Henry, what should I be popping in the fridge?
Yeah, I mean, for example, the whole argument, chocolate, fridge or freezer, what should you do? I personally, I've started to buy those Guinness Nitro Surge cans. Anyway, I like them really cold, so I put them in the freezer and I wait for them to almost freeze. I know that sounds strange. And
do you want a little hack? If you get home and they're not cold,
yes,
you wet paper towel, kitchen towel,
yeah,
and wrap that around it and put it in the freezer for like 15 minutes and it'll be ice cold.
Oh, that's a really good tip. Thank
Lauren
you for
O'Connell,
that.
She of Ireland AM fame, give her a shout out. She told me to do that with my wine if you want it really cold.
And it works.
Yeah.
So cold,
she loves her wine.
Damp, hey, newspaper. She loves her wine. But yeah, I mean, it's one of these things. And just a few things, potatoes, onions, garlic, vegetables and stuff like that. The idea is to take them out of the packet, put them in the fridge, but avoid plastic bags and maybe put them in some sort of bowl so they last that little bit longer. Bananas, mangoes, avocados. Also, they like to be at room temperature, but will last a little bit longer in the fridge. But yeah, no, it is... fascinating. And then ketchup, the argument about ketchup. Should you put the ketchup in the fridge or should you leave it out? Mayonnaise. What about eggs? Eggs should stay out. Wine. You know, you mentioned there about wine. I prefer my red wine actually in the fridge. One of the few. Here are opinions.
In the fridge, keep chocolate to keep it cold.
Why do you have the chocolate in the fridge?
I just look at it a bit harder when I eat it rather than really soft if you just leave it and a bit of sun gets at it or something like that.
So you like it nice and cold?
Yeah.
And your favourite type of chocolate bar?
Just plain old Dairy Milk Cadbury's.
So that would be like rock hard, no?
Well, it is, but
dunk the chocolate in the tea, yeah.
What are the rules? Should eggs go in the fridge?
They're not in the fridge in the shops when you think about it, when you buy them in shopping centres, but yeah, for some reason, you never know what the temperature's going to be, especially in Ireland, like coming up to summer now. It's getting cold, it's getting warm, so.
Oh, I'm funny. I love marmalade, but I love marmalade out of the fridge as well, because it's really
like
cold
it
on
fridge.
Toast, yeah. I'm a real fridge person.
The butter has to be out.
The butter has to be out of the fridge, yeah.
The Kerrygold.
Oh, yeah.
It's too hard to spread the butter when it's not in the fridge.
What do I keep in the fridge? I keep ketchup and mayo in the fridge, because mayo's eggs in it and eggs go off if you keep it out of the fridge. Well, if you open it, cheese and milk and meat and vegetables.
What stays out?
Mustard.
I put everything in my fridge, even bread.
Everything?
Because I don't like anything that's warm.
That's crazy.
So yeah. Even the bread goes in the fridge?
Yeah. Because it tastes nicer when you take it out and you put it in the toaster.
What?
I swear, yeah.
Are you sure?
I swear. I put everything in the fridge.
Fruit as well?
No. Yeah, because it keeps nicer. it keeps it like not warm and moist and like
no,
chewy.
But you want like peaches to be warm and blueberries to be warm because they're meant to be. They're summer fruits, you know?
From a personal perspective, I never put butter in the fridge.
The butter never goes in the fridge?
No, you want your butter to be spreadable. And I won't eat that spreadable muck, whatever they call
so
it,
you don't
margarine-y
half
stuff.
Half margarine, half butter.
No, butter is where it's at. And it has to be left out. No matter how hot the day is, get a butter dish and then you're sorted. But never from the fridge.
All right. Okay, so Henry, pop quiz. So you said red wine in the fridge already. Yep. Chocolate?
In the summer, definitely, for sure.
Okay.
In the summer,
ketchup?
Ketchup in the fridge, yep.
Eggs?
Eggs never in the fridge, always out.
Bread?
Bread in the bread bin, not in the fridge.
Toaster? In the press. You're a toaster in the press person.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to be on the fence on that one.
Definitely.
At the moment.
That means he keeps it in the press.
At the moment, it's out there in the dust.
Butter?
Butter would be in a butter dish only in the fridge on 30 degree days. And we would be a butter family. You know, when you're in a deli.
But you keep it out.
We
most
keep it
of the
out.
Time.
And they say, would you like butter on your, panini or your.
And it's rock hard.
It's not. No, it's margarine. I mean, they're lying to you. They're not giving you.
God, I feel like we've opened up a whole other can of worms here.
Back
to the topic at hand.
Butter out. Yeah.
What about people who do use fridges an awful lot for their food?
Yeah, we did get some advice. I mean, you know, and also to talk about. We're going to talk about fruit here, berries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, all the berries and the cherries. They should be stored in a fresh environment, but they should be taken out of their packet and they should actually go into the container or the drawer in your fridge and they'll last a little bit longer. But here are experts. Here is Connor Griffin from Brazilian Fruit Bowl, rootshealthfood.ie.
Roots is an acai shop. We serve acai bowls, great coffee, the healthiest, most delicious acai bowls in all of Ireland. Low in sugar, zero processed sugar, all gorgeous.
So you are, you could say, an expert when it comes to storing things, fridge or the freezer or just in the cabinet, in the cupboard or the press. Where should we store things? What are the general rules?
Well, I think any sort of a sauce, once it's open, should go into the fridge. Prior to that, it can reside quietly and comfortably in the press. I think chocolate, stick it in the fridge, you get an added little bit of time, and yeah, I think
you like chocolate in the fridge?
Chocolate in the fridge, yeah, definitely.
So like strawberries, bananas, kiwis, all the fruit in the fridge, and then in the freezer we keep the acai base, Brazilian super fruit, super berry.
And that has to be refrigerated?
It has to be in a -4 freezer.
-4?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because it's like the nicest to scoop out of in the freezer when it comes out. Yeah, it's a frozen fruit that we blend up. It's like a fruit bowl. So we add it with granola, some peanut butter, some chocolate spread, some fruits and some dry toppings. There's strawberries, kiwis, bananas, pineapple, blueberries. It's traditional Brazilian.
All right, that is the traditional Brazilian way. I'm Maltese, says one listener, Henry. And when I lived in Malta, I used to put the pillow in the fridge. When I get back home from work.
Pillow.
Oh, that's
damp.
A lovely idea. No, I know, but I love a nice cold pillow. I put bread in the freezer, then into the fridge to thaw, then into the toaster, then into my belly. So somebody has an island on Donegal says, chocolate goes in the freezer, Kieran. It's the only way to eat it. It comes out cool and hard, and once in the mouth, it slowly melts away. It dances on the tongue, and it ensures a longer moment of pure chocolatey pleasure.
Does it not just break your teeth? I know that was quite sexy when you just read out that.
Kind of erotic, isn't it, the way Niall describes his chocolate eating?
God, it definitely was.
I hope he's on his own when he does that and doesn't have people watching.
There was a lot of chocolate romance.
Niall, yeah. Creep. 087 1400 106. Lots of talk.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.